Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us today. Thanks for hanging around with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, thank you for that, too. Lois Christie is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. She's the founder and CEO of Christie & Company Salon Spa in New York City. And she's an entrepreneur. She is a role model, especially all you ladies out there who are just getting started in your business. You haven't started it yet, you want to, or you've got a fairly new business. Lois would make a great role model for you. The stories that she's going to tell you, the things that she's going to tell you, sit up on the edge of your chair, get your pens and paper ready. You're going to want to take some notes. Lois Christie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. It's good to have you on the show, and congratulations. Now, you've been in business for 35 years. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Started when you were only six, right?
I'd like to think so.
Now,
actually, it's not so far from the truth.
Okay.
I always wanted to be in the beauty business, so, you know, I had a very focused...
What attracted you to that?
I thought it was a happy business. When I was a child, I used to go to the salons with my aunt, and I always thought, everybody seems so happy and everybody looks so pretty when they left the salon, that I thought, this is what I want to do.
So the idea of making people happy and being part of that and contributing to it, that was a desire that basically has led you to your life's work.
Oh, absolutely.
In the previous hour, I did a little half hour, a couple of segments by myself. And one of the things I said to my audience to recommend to them to think about was to find something that you love to do. And that's what you've done, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I have a passion for the industry, for the beauty industry, for the people who work in our industry. They're wonderful people. And I still enjoy it 35 years later. I'm as active and involved not only in my business but in the beauty industry on a global level. So I just love the industry and the
business. Well, you've got a lot of recognition, outstanding achievement in women's rights for Queens Women's Center of New York, humanitarian awards. You've received a number of industry awards so here you are, 35 years later. You've got great success. You've got one of the great salons in the world, but it wasn't always so, was it? Tell us about the early days. What was going on 35 years ago right now?
Well, to tell you the truth, I think it's wonderful to start very young. I had that advantage. So I was 20 years old when I bought my first salon, and I started with a $1,500 loan from an uncle.
Why didn't you go to the bank?
Well, I didn't have credit.
So are you saying the bank wouldn't have loaned you the money anyway, huh?
Absolutely not.
But your uncle did.
My uncle did, and just hard work and a passion. And I grew the business out of just the desire to be successful.
How long did it take you to pay him back?
It took me 6 months.
All right. I bet he wished he'd taken stock instead of the money.
Yeah, I know. He was very proud of me. But I think the big difference today is in business, you know, entrepreneurs 30 years ago were allowed to do that. You could be an entrepreneur. Today, it's a little difficult with leases and banking. So today, certainly...
It's more complicated to get in business today than it was 35 years ago, isn't it?
Yes. I think the country allowed us to be entrepreneurs much easier at that time.
What, thinking back on those days when you first began, Lois, what would you say to anybody, especially the young women out there thinking about starting a business, or any person thinking about starting a business, what would be your advice to them right now?
Well, first, I would really advise them to be certain that that's the industry they choose to be in. And you also have to have the courage to fail. You have to have the
will to succeed. Say that
again. You have to have the courage to fail.
Why?
And you have to have the will to succeed. Because every step you take isn't exactly going to be successful. It's a learning experience.
So you expect When you start out in something new, you expect to meet some failure, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know,
and you don't consider that to be something that you've done wrong. It's just part of the process, isn't it?
No, I think we learn from our mistakes. You really learn from your failures a little more than your successes. And so it puts you in a different direction. I think you have to be able to keep your employees motivated. That's our biggest challenge today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have to have the ability to change directions very quickly in today's market.
Now, you started out with no employees. You had four people who were they renters or were they employees when you began?
No, we don't believe in booth rental. We had employees.
When you first opened up, you had four employees, and you've got 70 now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, slightly over 70.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Lois Christie, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot more really important stuff to get her to tell us about her journey over the last 35 years as an outstanding, world-class small business owner. Ponytail, stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our new friend, Lois Christie, one of the world's great entrepreneurs, an outstanding small business owner that she has been now for the last 35 years. The name of your salon is Christie's, right, Lois?
Oh, Christie & Company Salon & Spa.
Christie & Company Salon & Spa. Now, you know, for guys, Lois, things have really changed. Not so much for ladies.
Yes.
But when I was growing up in the fourth grade, Lois, I shined shoes in a barbershop.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah. I was always trying to make some money. You know, I was always trying to do some work. I built my own shoe shine box, and I shined shoes in a barbershop. And 25 cents a shine, by the way, in case you were wondering. And now of course that was a long, 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 long time ago, but. Here's the thing. Have guys made the transition pretty well from the barbershop to the salon? Because there really aren't many barbershops anymore, are there?
No, there are very few barbers left.
Yeah.
Interesting. One of my first salons I purchased was a barbershop in the Bay Terrace Shopping Center, which is where we're located now. And that was simply because I wanted to get into that shopping center.
Uh-huh.
And someone else owned the salon at that time. There were exclusives on leases. And the license in New York to cut men's hair was a different license than hairdressers.
I'll be darned.
And we marched to Albany to get the governor to change the licensing. So
you're just a troublemaker, aren't you, Lois?
Well, I remember all the Italian barbers at the time not wanting the young haircutters to be on their territory, so
right.
to speak. When I purchased the barbershop, it had three really strong men in there that were, you know, barbers, you know,
yeah.
Vito and Anthony and Tony.
Yeah.
And when I walked in and told them I was the new owner, they wouldn't even look at me. They told me to go back to the other end of the street into the beauty salon where I belong.
That's right. Go back where the perms were and all that.
So funny.
Yeah. So you guys had a little rumble there, huh?
Well, you know, I ran the barbershop for about 6 months, and then an interesting thing happened. The Desert Storm War broke out, and we are located right near Fort Totten. And when that war broke out, they deployed all the soldiers from Fort Totten. And the general came to see me, who ran Fort Totten, and said, would you run the PX and do the haircuts for all the soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we did that, and I sent young ladies over, and we cut $1.75 haircuts for the soldiers, and we sold them all our shampoo. We all went to Desert Storm with our shampoo, and the Army got 50 cents, and we got $1.25 on it.
That's
but
pretty...
the PR we got, from, you know, we had the flag in front of the
oh, yeah.
shop, and it really connected us to the community in a way at the time I didn't even realize. So some things in business, your business takes you there, you just have to follow it.
So giving back for the right reasons turned into a real benefit for you, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely, but I think that just comes naturally. It's
yeah.
something you could plan to do, you know, you just do it.
Well, see, I think I get my hair cut in a salon. A guy cuts my hair, but I do get my hair cut in a salon. I think that you folks with salons ought to have a separate entrance for us guys, even though we have to go into the salon and have the little twirling red and white thing, whatever the barber pole, you know. I think you should have that outside our door, where at least make us feel a little bit better when we walk in. All right, let's move over, and I want to talk about your employees. You've got over 70 employees.
Yes.
Now, what's it like managing that many employees?
Well, We have grown our management style over the years, and we've adjusted with the growth. And how we've done that at this time, we have a team leader in each department, because we departmentalize the hair colorist, of course, just color hair, and the cutters cut, and et cetera. We have spa people. And so each department has a team, and then I meet with the team leaders and my general managers. So there's a system in place, a very strong management style.
Mm-hmm.
That the employees have a voice to the management, you know, not only just through the top managers, but they can make an appointment to meet with me personally.
Mm-hmm. You have an open door policy.
I believe in it, because your employees are your people dealing with your clients, and you have to have access to them. You have to know what they're thinking. If you don't have a happy employee, they can't very well make your clients so happy.
Especially with an organization like yours, 8,000 square feet, and lots of customers, 70 employees, you can't touch all those customers and make all of them happy as you wanted to in the very beginning. You've got to have help with that, don't you?
Yes, you do, but you want them to feel that presence, that the owner is on the premises.
So you think that's tell us again, what do you think is the key to getting your employees to the point where they treat your customers the way you would want them to treat them?
Well, I personally lead by example. I still service my own clientele.
You still cut hair?
I'm a hair color director, so I do specialized hair coloring, and I train all my colorists personally. So we all work in the same system, and it's a real strong team, as well as the styling department. So if I do a client for the first few times she's in the salon, when I suggest to use another colorist, she really feels like it's me who's, you know, gotten her comfortable and located within the salon.
Now, you said you automatically talked about color, and you said she.
Yes.
Now, was that you know, do you have guys who you color hair for?
Yes, we do, but probably we run about 92% female.
Do most women, all right, let's get this, let's just debunk this thing right here. Don't most women have some color in their hair?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so that's out. We got that out on the table there, folks. So, ladies, you don't have to. It's not a mystery anymore. Hey, Lois, hold on to that thought. When we come back, I want to ask you about how you feel, your personal attitude about taking care of customers. We'll do that right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Lois Christie is our guest. She's an outstanding, world-class small business owner. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about continuing my visit with Lois Christie. Lois is the founder and the active CEO of Christie and Company Salon Spa in Queens, New York, just about a stone's throw over the river from New York City, from Manhattan, I should say. And we've been talking about some of the things that she's learned as an outstanding small business owner. And you've been very active in your industry, too, haven't you, Lois?
Yes, I have. And
have you benefited from that?
Yes, I think it keeps you motivated personally. You know, in the industry, we learn from each other.
That's a big part of it right there, isn't it? Because I one of the things I encourage small business owners to do is get involved in your industry trade group.
Absolutely. I've joined every organization there is, also, as well as the local Chamber of Commerce.
Good
but
for
I was
you.
Just voted first female vice president of our international organization.
Wow.
Coiffure, and that's based in Paris.
Well, now, what's wrong with that picture? you know, your first
right.
female vice, I mean, that should have happened a long time ago, shouldn't it?
Yes, it should have.
Yeah, bunch of guys. These guys, what are you going to do with them, Chris, Lois? I don't know what we're going to do with them, do you?
Well, you know, we all get along together. I, I passed the male-female issue 30 years ago.
Right. Talk
it's,
to us.
It's really the talent. And in our industry, I don't think it's really that way. I think many women just don't go after what they want. And I would encourage them to. You know, it's not about being the first woman. It's about if that's what you want to do, just do it.
What is your, what would you, if you had, you've got a lot of ladies sitting at your knee right now, Lois.
Yes.
And they're either just starting a business or they've got one on their mind. They want to go into something. It could be something really small or it could be, they could have big dreams. What would you say to them?
Well, I would say just do it because many people get too much advice. I think in this information age, everybody tells you, you know, what you can't do and what you need. You know, you need a five-year plan, a three-year plan, you need a financial plan, and that's fine. You do need all that. But if you have a great idea and a passion and are willing and dedicated to put the time and effort in, I think you should go for it. What's the worst thing that happens? You tried it. My uncle told me, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? You're going to try it. You say you did that. You'll fail or you'll succeed. But if you never try what your dream is, then you'll get to be, he told me, you'll get to be my age, which at the time was about 50, and you'll be sorry what you did. You could have did that, and you should have did that, and you always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
So that's
well said, Lois, and good advice, I think. What is your philosophy on taking care of customers?
Well, today, clients really want personalized service. They really want you to listen to what their needs are, and our salon today is more about servicing a client's lifestyle. In fact, we're just doing seminars now on Monday evenings just about things that bother people in their life. January is going to be about health issues. In February, we're going to have a sex therapist in.
So you now, wait a minute. What's this got to do with cutting and coloring hair?
It has nothing, but it does in a way because our clients need us and they rely on hairdressers. You know, we know most.
You're
of
building community. You're building community, aren't you, Lois?
Yes, I just believe that a salon today is more than about beauty. It's about servicing their whole lifestyle. Clients.
That is some of the best advice that you could give to our, my audience, Lois, because what you're saying is we want to be part of your life. We want to contribute to you in more than one way, and all you got to do is just be part of our community. That's the way a small business gets customers they can't run off, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. In January, we want them to feel better and how to be fit and how to enjoy a healthy lifestyle 24/7.
Are your customers embracing these value-added things that you're offering them?
They love it. It's a Monday night. It's a personal invitation, and we keep it small to maybe perhaps 50 people, but we intend to grow it. And so for 206, this is my new direction for Christie & Company.
Well, now, if I come up there to your salon, will you get somebody to give me a good haircut?
Yes, sir. Actually, I have two barbers who still work.
Oh, really? Guido,
I might have to bring you in the back door.
Yeah, bring me back where the barber pole is back there, Lois. Hey, Lois, you got a website?
Yes, I do, and that's ChristieAndCompanySalon.com.
ChristieAndCompanySalon.com. Hey, Lois, thank you for being here. Good job today. Congratulations on your great success. 35 years as a small business owner. I'm very proud of you. You're one of my heroes.
Thank you so much, and I would like to wish everybody a happy and a healthy new year.
Thank you, Lois. Same to you. And your book's going to come out next year. When it comes out, let me know, and we'll launch it on this show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lois. Lois Christie, ladies and gentlemen. What a great story. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, just like Lois Christie. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.